Worried about letting someone else pick out the perfect avocado for your perfect impress them on the third date guacamole? Well, good thing Instacart shoppers are as picky as you are. They find ripe avocados like it's their guac on the line. They are milk expiration date detectives. They bag eggs like the 12 precious pieces of cargo they are. So let Instacart shoppers overthink your groceries so that you can overthink what you'll wear on that third date. Download the Instacart app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with three lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
I couldn't be more excited.
Here we go.
Whoa, this is going to be huge.
Hold on tight. I'm not exactly sure what's going to happen.
We may have oversold it just a little. Might have oversold it just a tad.
Don't expect too much.
I mean, after, it is only Tuesday. I'll tell you, it's one of those spring-like mornings, though, isn't it? Oh, I walked out this morning, I could hear the birds. It was 52 degrees this morning.
I know.
It was nice.
I didn't wear pants.
Is that a normal thing?
No, it's not, usually.
It's like television, you see. He can sit at the counter with no pants, and we would never even know it.
Correct.
That's right.
Hey, last night, really, this morning, there was a tornado came through Nashville. Did some damage. It's killed some people. We don't have a lot of information yet, but it looks a couple of pictures that you showed me earlier look pretty rough.
Yeah, it made its way north of the very center of Nashville, but still close enough to downtown. And from what I've seen, it looks horrible out there.
So sad.
Yeah, it was early this morning. We'll keep an eye on that and take a look and see what that was and bring you more on that coming up. We also have a new game we're going to play later today.
Yeah.
I don't know what caused us to make up this game, but it's Morris or Norris. We'll explain all that later.
Interesting.
It is interesting.
We like to leave people guessing and questioning what we do here.
Kelsey Ballerini starts us off this morning. It's Love Me Like You Mean It on The Wolf. Wake up with The Wolf Show. Vail O'Brien, Annie, and Chase. 6:24. Rain coming down this morning.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, the window, I see it smashing into the pavement out there. Rain off and on today. It's March 3rd. It's 296 days till Christmas.
Get ready. How many paychecks is that? That's how I count it.
You better start counting them now.
Yeah.
Biggest office pet peeves. What would you say they are?
Making fish in the microwave.
Okay.
Eating somebody's lunch.
That is another one. Being involved in conversations in the bathroom. That's one. Ever have that?
Yeah.
Like you're in a bathroom, a two-staller, and you're already in there.
You're laying down the pipe.
And somebody else comes in. Oh, hey, good morning. Who am I sharing the bathroom with today?
No, I've never had that. That's also why I go to the single bathroom here.
Yeah, and somebody also told me. This friend of mine at work with on another radio station, he comes to my office one day and he goes, "You will not believe what just happened to me in the bathroom." And I'm thinking, ooh, I don't know if I want to know or not. He goes, I'm in the bathroom. I'm in the stall. And one of the interns at the radio station comes in. Now, you can see if there's someone in the stall.
Mm-hmm.
Tries the door. Shakes the door. Now, it's not one of these that goes all the way to the floor. You can see there's somebody in there.
Oh, my
God. Then decide, since there's someone in there and he needed to go, he would stand there in the bathroom right outside the stall and wait for him to finish.
No.
He did.
No.
You believe that?
I think some people are missing a few brain cells.
This guy obviously had some issues. Others, malfunctioning hardware, computers, co-workers not washing their hands before leaving the bathroom, elevators that don't work, printer out of paper jammed, co-workers coming in later, leaving early, and number one is not enough coffee left in the pot.
Why do people do that? They just dump it out and make a new pot, or just dump it out. Like, that's my pet peeve. People who let the coffee burn at the bottom.
Oh, yeah. Sometimes you come in here in the morning, you go first, start
thinking. Smell it.
What? Oh, somebody's left coffee in the pot.
That is so just disrespectful.
Burn it all night long.
All night long.
planning your meals. Costco's celebrating St. Patrick's Day early by selling shamrock-shaped ravioli.
Hmm.
Ravioli is stuffed with five different cheeses, and it is available now.
I mean, I'd try it. I mean, I'm down to try anything.
U.S. Surgeon General Dr. Jerome Adams tweeted, "Seriously, people, stop buying masks." We talked about this yesterday. People, that mask is not going to stop you from catching anything. Coronavirus, flu, whatever.
Unless you have those expensive $200 fully clothed.
Which you don't.
No.
They are not effective, he says, in preventing general public from catching the coronavirus. But if healthcare providers can't get them to care for sick patients, it puts them and our communities at risk. Again, stop buying masks.
Amen.
France has closed the Louvre.
Can you believe that? What's the Louvre? Goodness.
One of the biggest and most famous museums anywhere in the world. They've closed it because of the coronavirus.
Oh, my Lanta.
They've closed it up. You can't go. You can't be there because they're afraid they're going to, you know, contribute to a pandemic by...
Just wash your hands and get your flu shots. See, just don't touch stuff and other people.
I'm planning a trip to Italy and...
Goodbye. You'll never come back.
Well, it's going to be interesting. See what happens.
You were sort of vacillating on it. Are you going to do it or are you not going to do it?
I was going to say, and you don't have a lot of enthusiasm backing this.
No, I'm probably going to do it. The thing is, good thing we're going to get travel insurance.
Hey, Trump says don't travel over there. I don't know how long you're going to wait to do it. I mean, maybe...
Oh, this is the end of the year.
Oh, okay.
Yeah.
This whole thing will be over.
Don't do it. Don't travel.
Nope, I'm traveling.
Stay here. Put it in the bank, man.
No.
Pay them debts off.
I don't know whether we mentioned this the other day or not, but Law & Order Special Victims Unit has been renewed for another 3 years.
Yes. Yes, thank you so much. I needed that.
3 years. The show is currently in its 21st season. Been running 21 years.
In the Special Victims Unit.
Unbelievable.
Members of the lead squad.
She's memorized the entire
intro. I actually said it wrong, but yes, I do know the entire intro.
And did you see where Trump has hired a 23-year-old college student as a senior White House official?
Male or female?
James Bacon.
Good for him.
Attends George Washington University, and he's going to be the director of operations for the president's personnel office.
Talk about a job.
So basically, he's the president's assistant.
It's a...
glorified position.
It's a butt wiping job.
It's kind of a job.
Yeah.
But hey, when you're that age and you get that job.
Oh, yeah. No.
What a resume builder, right?
Where do you go from there?
Yes. I serve for the president of the United States.
Hard to fix. Hard to go from there, isn't it? 629, let's play some FGL. This is Cruise on the Wolf. Baby, what's on the... Wake up with the Wolf Show. It is good news story time, Annie.
So have you ever had a friend that is so close to you that you thought, oh, this could be my brother or my sister?
Oh,
like,
yeah.
We're just really tight, you know? Can you imagine that if you found out years and years later that they actually were your sibling? Yeah, no doubt. So this is what happened. A 29-year-old woman, her name is Toya. She's from Philadelphia. She recently got engaged and posted some photos from the party on Facebook. Well, her best friend's aunt actually recognized Toya's dad from back in the day, and she was kind of shocked by it. Her best friend's name is Ashley, and they have been close since the sixth grade, about 17 years. So the joke was always running their whole life, you know, that Ashley and Toya were like, you know, were sisters. And Ashley's dad would say, Toya's dad would say, you know, this is my other daughter. Just joking around. Mm-hmm. Well, turns out he was actually right. I guess as a kid, Ashley didn't know who her biological father was, just had her mom, and her mom passed away before she could tell her who her real dad was.
Mm-hmm.
And so there goes Ashley's aunt. She was looking through those pictures, and she was like, I know this face. I know this face. And then, boom, she saw Ken, and she remembered he used to date Ashley's mom. Well, apparently, Ken didn't know he'd gotten that woman pregnant.
Uh-oh.
Yeah. Whoa. And they did date just for a short period of time before his daughter was born. So they ended up taking a DNA test and found out he is her dad.
Did they go to Maury?
No, I don't think they did. And it, you know, I think it's great because they're all thrilled about it. They already loved each other. They all already felt like they were a family. And then, of course, Toya and Ashley say that doesn't change much because they knew they were sisters anyways, whether it had been biological or not. So they feel even closer now. I just love that.
Wow, what a story.
Yeah.
Oh,
that's a twist for you.
It's crazy. All those years not knowing.
Time to get up. Kane Brown now in the Wolf.
Now, the Wake Up with a Wolf Show presents 5 After Laughter.
There's so many police car sirens in New York, but there's a new type of siren. You've probably heard it. It's a new siren. It's a little faster, and it also has a fun and funky beat. And I think that cops like to use their siren more because they know it sounds fun and they know it sounds funky. You've heard the new siren. It's like, it's like there's a DJ in the back of the patrol car. It sounds like two sirens talking to each other. Like, it's so fast. Sirens used to be so slow and beautiful. I was watching this old movie on Turner Classic Movies because I was not an athletic child. And it was a Hitchcock movie called Rope. And in the end of Rope, there's a gunshot, bang. And then you hear this old-fashioned siren. And it was so slow and beautiful. It was like... It was like an old gay cat was dying. But not a sad death, not a sad death. He lived a full life, and he's surrounded by loved ones, and he's in hospice, he's in cat hospice. And he's holding hands with a rabbi, and he just kind of...
Every morning at 7:05 on the Wake Up with the Wolf Show.
Gail knows everything.
Good morning. Who is this?
This is Kip.
Kip, how you doing, man?
Doing great. I hope you are.
I'm great, and you're caller 20, so congratulations.
Woo, good job.
We're going to play Dale Knows Everything, name of the game, and, you know, we're trying to prove Dale wrong because he's a know-it-all, or he likes to think that he is, okay?
Well, yeah, he thinks he is anyway.
That's right. Oh, he's on my side today. I like you already, Kip. So,
all right.
Today is World Wildlife Day, and who doesn't love some animals? So we're going to focus on wolves, because I think that's quite fitting, don't you?
Yes.
Okay, so Dale, if you're ready, Kip, if you're ready, we'll begin.
Good.
Okay, humans have 32 teeth. How many do wolves have?
28.
Okay, Kip, Dale says 28. Does he know everything, or is he wrong?
I think he's wrong.
Ooh, the suspense. Does he know it? Is he not? He doesn't know it, because Dale, you are wrong. Kip, you are right. Dale did not know it. 42. They have
42.
10 more than us. Okay, you know, they got to rip into that meat.
I would have guessed 4.
Oh, my gosh. Well, Kip, thanks so much for playing along. Congratulations. You're a big winner today on Super Tuesday.
Thank you very much.
Dale doesn't know everything.
This is the Wake Up of the Wolf Show.
93.1 The Wolf.
And now it's time for
Things You Need to Know.
Today is National Canadian Bacon Day.
Hey, listen, Canadians, you can't steal our ham and call it bacon. It's ham.
But they did it.
And I'm not liking that. I like Canada. I love Canada, but I don't like the fact that they stole our ham and called it bacon.
They're cutting
ham into circles and calling it bacon. It's not good.
So that's like the only difference.
Yes.
Oh, okay.
Gross. Okay, so it's Canadian Ham Day.
it's Canadian American Ham Day.
We'll accept that one. Right. Bluebell has released a new flavor.
I already like this story.
Yeah, exactly. They have released a new flavor. It's called Cookie Dough Overload Ice Cream. It contains chocolate chip cookie doughs, peanut butter cookie doughs, and fudge cookie dough pieces.
Over to Annie. She bought some yesterday. How was it?
It was good.
Oh, no.
Listen, Linda. Listen. It was a vanilla ice cream. A lot of it. A lot of it. But they did put those little cookie dough pieces in there, and they were full of flavor, but it was a lot of vanilla ice cream.
So what's your problem with that?
That's what I'm trying to figure out.
If I'm going to buy something with a flavor, I want a lot of the flavor. Like, so if I wanted a vanilla ice cream tub, I would have just bought that.
So you're saying there's not enough of the cookie dough and cookie dough flavor.
Don't call it overload if it's not overloaded. If that top layer, I can't see at least like 5 or 6 splotches of cookie dough in the top before I've even touched it, it's an issue. I shouldn't have to dig for my cookie dough.
But you bought a pint.
No, I bought a humongous $8 freaking tub.
Oh, okay.
My husband said, I thought you were just going to get a pint.
That's what I thought I saw in the thing you text out.
Did you not see the comparison to my giant child? It was huge. That might be why,
It was bigger than his hand.
Yeah. He was not happy about it either. Kept trying to throw it on the ground.
So on a 0 to 10 scale?
6.5.
6.5.
But I will say that those pieces of cookie dough were the bomb.
They do have the best. I've tried Breyers ice
full
cream.
Of flavor.
Breyers is garbage. Ah! Stop eating that.
It is.
Stop eating
that. The cookie dough bites taste like chemicals.
The brownie was very, very chocolatey and brownie and squishy and delicious. Huh. The peanut butter was very peanut butter flavored. So good. And then, of course, the chocolate chip cookie dough was... needed salmonella, but it was still good.
Okay.
Okay, so that's number three of the five things. I wanted her opinion as number three, so thank you for that.
You're welcome. Go get it. It's really good.
Oh, I'm going
to. Get a small pint of it. Don't get the big one.
Oh, I'm going to get the big one anyway.
Half my paycheck for that thing.
Chase is not going to half-ass anything. He's
yeah, not half-ass, whole-ass.
Oh, it's going to give you a whole-ass. You eat all that.
That's right. Moving on, candlelight vigils. When you think of a candlelight vigil, you think of something somber, something sad.
Yeah,
you do. Well, Penn State University students recently held a candlelight vigil for a Taco Bell that recently closed.
R.I.P. to our midnight stop.
Missing that chalupa.
The vigil organizer, his name is Prajesh. He wore a taco costume and offered a eulogy before the students held a moment of silence and sang Amazing Grace. He said, quote, "I'm going to miss the taste of that crunchy taco and chicken chalupa, but what I'm going to miss even more is those late-night conversations I had with each and every one of you."
Oh, my Lanta.
Touching.
It's very touching.
Oh, gosh.
It's like their little gathering place.
It is.
Did they sing songs of
sadness?
They
did. They sang Amazing Grace.
Yeah. T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.